You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Ron Patel and Stan Forrest, each a co-chair for the Meals and Wheels for Meals on Wheels fundraiser coming up this Saturday night. This is with the Sierra Senior Providers. So what is the Sierra Senior Providers?
Sierra Senior Providers are the overall organization that runs the Meals on Wheels program, as well as the many other programs at the Senior Center on Greeley Road. So they're responsible for the Meals on Wheels program. And over the last, 12, 13 years, I mean, there have been cuts in their budgets and some severe cuts in the last couple of years.
All right. And we have all heard about the Meals on Wheels program, but tell us about it locally.
Locally, it serves around 500 individual seniors. A total of 58,000 meals are served every year, and it's an important part of a senior's day in terms of not only having that meal delivered, but also the company of a driver calling on them. Sometimes that's the only person a senior will see in a day, and you know, they can bring food for their pets, for dogs and cats, and some books sometimes they drop in. So it's a social visit as well as an essential visit for food.
And Ron, this is throughout all of Tuolumne County?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and our fundraiser and the Greeley Road Senior Center is purely for Tuolumne County residents.
How many drivers, cooks, and volunteers are involved?
There are a few paid staff. The kitchen staff are paid staff, but it relies predominantly on volunteers. Volunteers in the senior center, around 25 volunteer drivers, and we're always looking for volunteer drivers. So if anyone would like to volunteer, the senior center number, 533-2622, any help they can give to the program will be greatly received.
Tell me how Meals on Wheels is funded.
There are some federal funds, and those are the ones that have really diminished. So a lot of it now is funded locally. And the event coming up on Saturday night is the 12th annual one that we've helped to arrange. And it accounts for around 25% of their annual operating budget. So you can see how important this program is.
And I want to talk about the event this Saturday night. First off, I want to mention there is a major donation this year to help.
Yep. Yeah, a major donation, Stan.
Yes, this year through several meetings with Diestel Turkey Ranch, we were able to procure a product for the Senior Center to bring back Tuesday meals, upwards of over $35,000 worth of product to bring back hot meals to seniors on Tuesdays. And so that's only just a part of this event that's coming up. That was a gracious donation from them. And then we have the event coming up on the 25th Saturday to match those funds through our reverse auction, our silent auction, and our live auction.
A highly successful event in years past. What makes this so successful?
Well, you know, we live in a community that so many people are so gracious in this community. Like I said, Diestel Turkey Ranch, but also many of the other Black Oak Casino, Auto Tech, you know, the hospital. I could go on and on and on. There's many, many sponsors that sponsor this event before it even happens. And we've just got a gracious community that helps this this event out and the program and provides meals for our seniors throughout the year.
And the ticket includes a lot. Where does this take place?
It's at Railtown, down in Jamestown, the Railtown 1897 State Historic Park, and it starts at 5 o'clock and ends at 9 o'clock.
Each year, the event is centered around a major theme. What is the theme this year?
The theme is Saturday Night Fever.
Okay. Costumes are encouraged?
Oh, costumes are definitely encouraged, yes. Yeah, Stan's been practicing.
And you'll have a costume contest, right?
Yes.
Tell us about the train ride that's offered.
So we have a train ride that leaves about 6 o'clock during the event, and you know, at Railtown, runs out and comes back, and then we serve a meal when the train comes back. So all are invited to ride the train during this event, and it's going to be a great event.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the delicious dinner that'll be served.
Well, the dinner is by Seven Sisters, and Black Oak Casino Resort and the tribe have supported this event for so many years, and to have a Seven Sisters dinner served in a state park to, I know it's going to be 500 people this year, is pretty amazing. So that's the highlight of the evening. And the weather looks great for this weekend. It's going to cool off. What a night. What a night.
Yeah. What is the fundraising goal this year?
Annually, we stretch our goal every year, but we're trying to raise $100,000 in one evening. And that is a pretty good amount. And Ron and I were talking about this before we got here. And if we can raise $100,000 in this event, this on the 25th, for the last 12 years, if you put everything together that we've raised, it's over $1 million for the community in the last 12 years.
Are tickets still available for this?
Just. We've had an explosion of ticket sales in the last 14 days, so there's probably a handful left, so it's first come, first serve now.
Ticket information, telephone number, or a website?
Phone number for the Senior Center, 533-2622, and sierrasenioproviders.org is the website, but you need to do it in the next 5 minutes.
All right. Ron, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just a thank you to every business, every organization, to our wonderful committee, to everyone at the State Historic Park, and just this whole community that makes this event such an amazing event every year. And we look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday evening.
Stan, anything else?
I just want to piggyback on what Ron said, just thanking all of our sponsors. You can see on the posters that are around town, all the sponsors that we have, and all the major businesses in town have really, really stepped forward and helped us out.
Ron Patel and Stan Forrest, co-chairs for Meals and Wheels, for Meals on Wheels, fundraiser this Saturday night, Railtown 1897, 5 p.m. through 9 p.m. Gentlemen, good to see both of you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.